Blog Talk Radio.
This is a hymn for every light worker around the world, for every one of you whose voice has not been heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to rise above all the things we wish mankind had not become. This is a hymn. A hymn for every child living everywhere around the world, for each of you whose voice will someday soon be heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to heal mankind, to bring a love so bright its light won't be denied. This is a hymn and a prayer. Acts of love, our voices will be heard. So let your love fall on all mankind, and may this hymn give you courage to shine. This is a hymn for every light worker around the world, for every one of you whose voice has not been heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to rise above all the things we wish mankind had not become. This is a hymn to remind you. This is a hymn to remind you to love. This is a hymn to remind you to love.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Lightworker Radio. And I'm Christina, your host this evening, and I'm here with my co-host, Anita Sunray. Anita?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Very well.
Great. That was supposed to be your new song playing at the beginning, but it didn't play. So so we're going to have to play it afterwards. I did set it up. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, about your new CD. But I'm really glad that we're together. It's been quite a while.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we're going to have a really great show this evening. We're going to have a special guest who's going to be joining us very shortly, and his name is Alan Silverhearts, and he's the host of the International Spiritual Talk Show, Bridging Heaven and Earth, and he's going to be with us shortly. And so usually at the beginning of the show, what we do is we have Anita. She brings us into the show, creates the sacred space for us. So, and I think you have a new song for us this evening, do you, Anita?
Well, actually, there's a couple of songs from the Bear Tribe Medicine Wheel. When you make the medicine wheel and you call in different stones.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just taking, one to start anyways, from the Southern Pathway Stone, actually.
Okay, so we're going to begin the show with Anita bringing us in and bringing in the energies, and so we just ask everybody to you know, sit back and relax. It's sort of a meditation as well, but as well as an activation for us.
Okay.
Thank you. That was beautiful, Anita.
You're welcome. To all my relations.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, speaking of relations, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got a very special guest with us, and I believe he is with us online here, Alan Silberhart from the International Spiritual Talk Show, Bridging Heaven on Earth, and we're very delighted to have him here with us this evening on Lightworker Radio. Alan, are you there?
I am. Hi, girls. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Everything is going amazing, I'll tell you. It's quite a time, isn't it?
It's a beautiful time and a happy equinox for sure.
A lot going on the planet at the moment.
Oh, so much. So much. Well, we're very happy that you're with us this evening. And, you know, for our listeners that are not familiar with Bridging Heaven and Earth, which is a cable television show based in California, but in collaboration with YouTube and Google, you guys are now being shown all over the world for everybody to see you.
Yeah, it really is part of all the new paradigms that are forming that, you know, Google didn't exist 10 years ago or so, and YouTube didn't exist 5 years or so. And, you know, they're making this incredible energy. I mean, we have right now probably on both of them 230 hours of incredible television about love and oneness and truth and creativity and collaboration. You know, we started these shows on, as you say, on cable stations in 1995. And, you know, even now we're on 150 cable stations. But every month we have to send out all the tapes and the DVDs. And here you upload it once and it's literally available throughout the world 24/7 on the most secure servers on the planet. So as the new paradigms build, you know, you see these new organizations, new ways of distributing and making love and information available starting to really come. And that's, you know, we're coming into where new paradigms have to be built to take over for that which hasn't worked for so long.
Exactly. So Bridging Heaven and Earth has actually been on since 1995. I wasn't aware it was on that. So you've been hosting the show. You're the creator of the show, are you not?
At the outset, it was this woman, Wistancy, and I created this show. And from the very first, you know, intention to do it, I mean, we ended up going into this cable studio, and the best crew was drawn to it. And I think the third or fourth show we had at that point were the only disciples of Carlos Castaneda, who were doing those tensegrity workshops. And so there was just tremendous momentum right from the beginning to do a talk show that was uplifting, empowering, inspiring, about cooperation and the infinite and the inclusion and love and oneness. And it certainly at that point, and probably even really at this point, there's nothing like it. I mean, I remember just recently I was in New York City, and my brother had just gotten a digital cable, and, you know, I was looking through the 500 stations that were available, you know, 9 HBOs, 7 Cinemax, you know, 12 NASCARs, and there literally wasn't one, not one, self-help, spiritual, new age, nothing. I mean, one out of 500, none. I mean, so this was, you know, maybe 6 months ago. So, I mean, we're still in a place where a lot of these new paradigms, but they are being made available on the Internet. So, you know, in a way, television is an old paradigm in that way.
Exactly, yeah. The Internet, the window to the universe. So it's amazing. Well, I'm really glad that, you know, I became in touch with you, and I didn't even know, actually, about Bridging Heaven and Earth only this last year when I was sort of like, you know, searching on YouTube for, you know, someone else, and was Almeen, and then there she was in mainstream and on this spiritual talk show, and it wasn't like a 2 or 3 minute blurb, it was a whole hour show, and I thought, this is fantastic. I mean, I just loved it. Then I started watching other ones and other ones. I thought, this is terrific that you've got the spiritually conscious people out there. They're being, you have a platform, and they're out there sharing their light work, and, you know, you're providing that for them. And, you know, thank you for that. I think it's wonderful, and it definitely really has taken off. But you have a lot more going on besides just the Bridging Heaven and Earth project, do you not?
Well, I mean, it's all rooted in, you know, whatever kind of comes through us and whatever manifests and whatever, you know, I call them assets. But, you know, basically whatever ideas, people, equipment, land, money becomes available to Bridging, then we just use it literally to serve the love and the light. And we had this vision, this dream, probably a year or two ago now, to basically do an acupuncture, a healing for the planet. And we were going to do it through art and the creative process and the process of visioning, creating, manifesting. And the idea came is that to just put out to the universe that as a healing, as an acupuncture to anybody who wants to, no skill level, no format requirements, no paperwork requirements, just anybody who wants to. And we've gotten from 3 to 93 to produce a new original piece based on the theme Bridging Heaven and Earth. And the pieces we've gotten, I mean, literally we've gotten over 150 pieces from all over the world, all sizes, jewelry, sculpture, all different kinds of formats for painting, oils, acrylics, mixed media, collages, and probably have commitments from another 100 people whose intention, you two,
yes.
And two,
yes.
You know. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, and right from the beginning was, was just to see these pieces come in, to see the commitment, and to build those new paradigms. And you know, it's made available through this, you know, our website, Heaven to Earth Art, heaventoearthart.com, Heaven to Earth Art. And, you know, there are prices on everyone, and everyone that sells half goes to the artist and half goes to the Bridging Foundation. So that way we can support art and creativity and, you know, a certain number of souls. It's not that easy to sell art on the internet, but the intention is, you know, we just applied for a grant with the Andy Warhol Foundation to get, you know, our own gallery, you know,
oh
in
my
Santa
God,
Barbara. And to have all these pieces in one place where people could see them and we could do shows from there and all that, I mean, it would just be extraordinary. You know, we'll have to see if we get it and things like that. But, you know, as new paradigms build and people recognize the value of light workers and light organizations and the assets of the planet in a real significant way start to be made available to serve that. So all the incredible artists and musicians who've been doing that for years, you know, don't have to worry about selling 3 CDs so they can pay their rent. I mean, you know, it's just absurd. But up until this point, it's still, there's so much of that because it's not a recognition of the value of what light workers and light organizations are doing to heal the planet and really save the planet in that way. But I think that's one of the next paradigms that's going to fall, is that recognition will start coming in, and some of the assets of the planet, even a small percentage, would have an incredible impact. And that's, I think, what, you know, we're going to see starting to happen, is really just a recognition. And then once the recognition happens of the value of it, that it will start to be supported on a more consistent basis.
Uh-huh. Well, but there's the other aspect of it, though. I mean, having all of these wonderful artists and musicians, you know, bringing through the divine energy individually, you know, and then collectively bringing that together onto the planet. I mean, that is just so powerful.
No, it is so powerful. Yeah, energetically, it is unbelievably powerful. And you can really feel the change happening. And, you know, it's interesting. We did the last show we did. We're on kind of a hiatus till the next double taping we're doing is October 17th, but we did one in July, and the guest was a healer from Slovenia who's, you know, doing this bioenergetic healing that literally came out of Russia, and, but, you know, it's a different name for a lot of the healings that are going on all over the world. And so he was a guest from Slovenia, and one of the paintings was from the Russian Federation, Siberia, and the other one was from Israel. So, I mean, you just see the universality of people wanting to come together, of people wanting to serve, of people wanting to create, to collaborate, to, you know, to come together to support the love and the oneness, and, you know, just amazing.
Oh, I just get chills listening to you. This is awesome.
I can feel it as you're saying that. Yeah, I was just going to say that. I can feel it as you can say that, as you're saying that. I can feel energetic, you know, just happening as you're speaking. And because, you know, on other levels, it's all, you know, happening at the same time. So it's wonderful. I mean, that's what bridging's all about, isn't it? So it's perfect.
It really is. And I think that's the, you know, in terms of Earth time, I mean, that's the period we're in now, is that we're on the bridge. I mean, for a long time, there were a lot of people who knew, you know, the heaven aspect, and, you know, in the caves and the monasteries and the you know, the spiritual retreats. And there were a lot of people who knew Earth. And now more and more people are coming into that oneness, or are, you know, not so much male and female, not so much earthly and heavenly, but, you know, coming into a oneness where there is, you know, there's less and less separation. And once you come into that more and more, you come into a place where there's no reason even for definition. But as we're crossing on the bridge, what we're going to see is that we have to build new paradigms for all the ways that we've responded in the past, you know, as coming into that transition from however you would define it, the third to the fifth dimension, or, you know, coming into a place of recognition, of realization of what we really are.
Exactly. As above, so below.
Right.
Now, I was just reading a bit of your bio today that I came across, and I read that you've been named the Love Ambassador.
Ain't that something?
Care to elaborate a little bit more? I mean, I did read it, but for our listeners, you know.
Well, there's, you know, a beautiful organization with, you know, people who are really committed to unconditional love and oneness and beauty. The Love Foundation with Harold Becker, I guess, is the leading person there. And John, I forgot his last name at the moment. But Harold and I, actually Harold was a guest on the show on Bridging. And, you know, the Love Foundation is committed to, you know, bringing the energy of unconditional love out. And they have this thing, I think it's May 1st every year, a Global Love Day, and they get proclamations from a lot of cities. They get proclamations from a lot of countries. I mean, I think they're up to hundreds of countries and hundreds of cities. Actually, interestingly enough, they got one from Governor Palin from Alaska, who you wouldn't think would be supportive of Global Love Day, but as it turns out, on some level, she was, because she signed this proclamation in there. I mean, we were saying, you know, that seemed like an interesting kind of thing. But, you know, sign it. And then they had from, I don't know if you know the incredible singer Cecilia. She and her husband, you know, were friends of Bridging, and she'd been on the show before. And they recommended to Harold Becker that, you know, that I be nominated as a Love Ambassador, and, you know, whatever he checked into, he seemed to, however they do it, their, you know, board meeting or whatever it is. So, yeah, I was given the Love Ambassadorship, but I think there are a lot of them on the planet, and there are more and more, and, you know, who could say, you know, who of us couldn't, you know, have more faith and more surrender and more compassion and more love? So I think that whoever's a Love Ambassador could probably do a lot better.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, I understand that. But there's, I mean, look what you've done with Bridging Heaven and Earth, and I can see why, you know, they would even want to nominate you as a Love Ambassador. But you're right. You know, any of us who stand in unconditional love and are out there doing our work, you know, you say the same thing. We're all Love Ambassadors. But that's an interesting title to have there, Alan.
Yeah. You can actually call me Mr. Ambassador or Mr. Love if you like. No, I'm kidding.
Sure, why not?
You can pick either one, yeah. Actually, it's funny because when we were on mostly locally, and, you know, we were on a lot in the Santa Barbara area, and, you know, I always talk about oneness and the love, and so I was in a Home Depot one day, and somebody, you know, some, like, teenage kid, he goes, there's the oneness dude. So that was their first name. I got the oneness dude. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, no, that
cool.
Was very cool. That was very cool.
So is there any new projects that you know, upcoming new projects, or maybe if you want to talk about any upcoming guests that are on the show? I watched one today. Actually, I watched two of them today. They're probably older ones because I'm not really sure of the sequence of when they've happened, but it was with a wonderful, I think her name was Gwendolyn. Is that?
That was actually very recent. That was very
recent.
Gwendolyn was on June 13th, and Mary St. Marie was another really recent show. We have extraordinary shows coming up. In October, we have this extraordinary teacher, healer, author, Annette Sassou. She was from the Florida area, and she just moved to Orange County in California, but, you know, extraordinarily gifted. Rizzulli is a fusion artist who started this fusion art movement. He's a world-renowned artist who's also doing a piece for the Art Project. Annette did a piece for the Art Project. And he has, like, literally thousands of these fusion artists who, you know, it's art in the name of love, I would have to say, or art in the name of, you know, coming from the deepest part of yourself, coming from soul, coming from spirit, coming from love. And that's how, you know, he teaches these methods, and they're, you know, literally students of his or associates of his all over the world doing that. And in November, we have the 4th annual Bridging International Healing Art Project show, where we have no guests, but we have all these incredible new pieces of art that have come in from all over the world. And literally, they're coming in so many, so fast, that we could do probably 3 or 4 shows in a row. We probably have, at this point, almost 45 or 50 pieces of unbelievable art and jewelry and just manifestations of people's commitment and intention to share love and to build new paradigms coming in from all over the world. And we literally could do, you know, show after show. And I think one of the things that's happening is that at some point over the, you know, some kind of future, near future on Earth or however, that we'll have our own studio so we can, and it'll be some sort of studio gallery where we can have all these incredible pieces available for people, at least locally, or, you know, from San Diego to San Francisco, to come and see and be part of and feel the energy of. And then in December, we have Michael Tamora back, who's a real favorite of Bridging, has been on a lot of times. He started all the psychic institutes in the United States. He's written a couple of really extraordinary books, and literally is one of the great psychics and healers that we've run across. And, you know, he just always comes in with new energy and new vibrations. Then we have, you know, a couple of shows in January. We have Janice Sirio, who's another extraordinary teacher. And I think somebody you probably have heard of who's a little younger, but he's starting to make a real impact, Dreaming Bear. Have you heard of him? I think he's from the Middle East.
No.
He's a pretty extraordinary guy. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of, you know, the thing that I was talking to somebody yesterday that's surprising is how many people, I mean, we've been involved in this, you two have been involved in this a long time, and I have, you know, even before Bridging, but, you know, certainly since Bridging, I mean, we get every PR person and publicist and publishers, you know, book list, and they send us all the new books and CDs of anything to do with self-help, spiritual, and we get them just literally hundreds a month. And still, there are so many people who are coming forth with so many incredible gifts and so many incredible experiences that I've never heard of. You know, people like popping out of the woodwork, just extraordinary.
Well, yeah.
And their organizations have been in existence for years and are doing unbelievable things. How could they have existed? Well, it's like you were saying, I mean, here is Bridging doing all this stuff for all this time and all over the world and all these videos and, you know, Jose Arguelles and Barbara Marx Hubbard and Michael Beckwith and the Shockmills of Carlos Castaneda and all these incredible singers and authors and musicians. And you've been involved in this and never heard about it as of a year and a half ago or something. Yeah, it's just amazing how many extraordinary things are out there just serving the love in a way.
Well, that's a whole different topic as to why it's not in mainstream. But, you know, that old paradigm is, you know, falling apart. So,
right.
Of course, it's going to be more and more out there. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're all about, too. And however it's supposed to come about and all the people that, you know, are, you know, they're stepping up and playing their roles and,
right.
You know, it's all in divine timing, but it's wonderful. I love, I could just stay on the internet for, I mean, that's the best thing that we have, I think. There's no control in the sense, and, you know, and you can put your work out there and you can share and you can connect with someone on the other side of the planet, you know.
There's no time and space. You don't know where the person
exactly.
is a lot of the times. You don't know
exactly.
what time it is in their world, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
exactly.
the intention to share love. I mean, and when you get right down to it, I mean, you know, with all the other and the theories and the gurus and the you know, all the different traditions. I mean, humans on this planet, and from what I can tell, you know, the intention once you come into any kind of you know, manifested being or body, I mean, is to feel love and share it.
Right.
I mean, if you want to keep it simple, stupid on this method, you know, we want to feel love and share it. And that's, you know, why you do what you do and we do what we do. And it's because it's beautiful to do it.
And many of us have been light workers for years and years and, like I say, didn't know about your programs or other people, and the network has really been linking people.
Right. Right. And I think that's also, I mean, that's also the next, or one of the next paradigms, is that a real collaboration, a real feeling of wanting to support each other, not that we have separate gurus and separate ways of doing it and separate spokes on the wheel and...
No, it's honoring, you know, everybody.
Well, I mean, I think for a long time we weren't in a place of feeling that full and that abundant and recognizing the value of collaboration, and there was some resistance to it for one reason or another. I think that's breaking down, and more people are tremendously open to collaboration and really coming from a real fullness in their experience, so they know that we're all needed, and we're all needed together, and it'll be a time when, for a long time, there were all these separate points of light that were really beautiful and really wonderful and bright, but they weren't like a beam of light. So if we can really come together in support of each other and collaboration with each other, and that we all link sights and we all energetically and in a manifested way really are supportive of each other, you know, the potential just starts, you know, extrapolating in a much more vaster and much more powerful way. You know, it just starts increasing exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we want, is just the energy just starts enlivening and growing, and more of the inclusion, of the infinite, of the oneness, of the love, and just over and over again through everything we do, and we're doing it more in collaboration, more in connection with each other, and a conscious connection, and a joyous connection.
Mm. There's also been a lot of really good heart healing energy on the planet as well.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have had huge awakenings of their heart center.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, as the energy grows and as it gets enlivened, that's its point. And then all of a sudden the Berlin Wall falls, metaphorically or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And what caused it? Your radio show, Bridging's 19th, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just down, you know. So, I mean, that's really, it's just about the energies of it, the energetics of, you know, inclusion of the infinite, of oneness, of love. If that just keeps getting enlivened and enlivened, then the hearts are going to open.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
I love the way you open. I love the opening. It's very creative, very kind of mystical.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts, actually.
Yeah.
The opening and closing are some of my favorite parts as well. And Om Ashar's music just fits perfectly. And actually, we got an email today asking about that. And, you know, he did that specifically for that video. We sent him that video, and he was watching it and writing the music at the same time. I mean, so that's why it fits so well.
He's beautiful. He used to come here to Toronto to our Unity Center of Love and Light when we had the City
right.
of Life gatherings. And he used to come, and he did a workshop, him and Greg Braden, and I did that.
Right.
And I think that was one of my most favorite workshops I've ever done. And just a beautiful individual, and I love his music. And then,
right.
you know, had seen him for a long time, and there he was playing the music on the opening of your show, and I was like, oh,
right.
beautiful. I mean, he's just a beautiful soul too.
Yeah, very, very amazing. Yeah, he's been a guest on the show a few times as well.
I haven't seen that one. Is that actually on the internet?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
one
every one
there?
Of them's on. I mean, that's the amazing part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know all of them were on. Okay, I thought there was more.
Yeah. Interesting. Every one of the Bridging shows is on both Google and YouTube. So, I mean, we have And like I was talking about before, I mean, the more we all connect, and the way it works now is that the algorithms for all the Googles and YouTube, so the more that we're all connected, that makes all of our sites more valuable in a certain way, or more accessible. So when somebody puts in, you know, love or peace or anything, then our sites start coming up more. And the interesting part is, so when somebody comes up, when somebody like looks for an Omishar, Bridging Heaven Earth with Omishar, and that show comes up in Google, the search engine, what will also come up when they go to that page is related videos. And the related videos will be Jose Arguelles. The related videos will be Barbara Marx Hubbard. The related videos will be all these other people. So when they come to one, like you were saying, you came to one and you said, holy shit, you know, Al Mean is also there. And, you know, and Gwendolyn Jones is there. You know, so the more we collaborate and the more we cooperate and recognize the value of it, the more it will serve everyone. And we can really see it because we've had so many guests and so many shows that when one new person features their bridging show on their homepage in a prominent place, and all the people who go to see, you know, who Google them and come to their page and see that video and go to that video, then everyone's video starts being seen more. You know what I mean? The numbers go up exponentially. You can see all the numbers of every show that Bridging has on there, how many people have come to it. And the more that everyone connects to it, the more that they all are coming. You know, and every one of those shows is about love and oneness. So how can it not be wonderful? And a lot of these people, most people haven't heard of. But trust me, they're extraordinary.
Well, what I love about it, for me, is like, you know, I've been for at least the last 15 years, you know, awakening or doing my work. And people that I've known of, like, you know, when I used to read the Sedona Journal or different people with different words, like Rona Herman and all that. And, you know, I'd never seen them anywhere.
Right.
They came and did a workshop. You didn't see them in mainstream.
Right.
You didn't hear them talking. You didn't see them on an interview. But, you know, we were totally drawn to their work or tuned into them. And then here's Bridging Heaven and Earth. That's what I loved about it. And I thought, thank God, when I saw that, you know, it was like a spiritual enlightening talk show here with the wonderful people out there that are doing their light work. And you've got them here. And that's what I loved.
And they're doing
–
And they're doing their their healings right out on the air, and they're doing their channelings right out on the air, and they're universal.
Yeah.
I mean, we, from the very beginning, our intention was to have this show basically transcendental, that, you know, with the exception that I look younger or older as, you know, the years go back and forth, you wouldn't know when the show was done. I mean, we just got an email from somebody today, you know, when was this show with Michael Beckwith without dreadlocks? How incredible the show was. And actually, that was amazing because that was like show 103 and 104 was Jazz Maheen, who was, you know, the breatharian and didn't eat for, you know, just lived on light and love for a long time. I mean, there's just been so many extraordinary guests. And people are interested in different ones of them. So here's this guy writing, you know, to see, you know, Michael Beckwith without dreadlocks when he wasn't with The Secret and all that, and this was before, and when was that show done? So I looked, and it was done in 2000. But you wouldn't know the difference except, you know, I might look younger or older, or Michael doesn't have dreadlocks. You know, I mean, so it's interesting. But this show is all about the love and the oneness. It's all the shows have been, you know, on every show, on every flyer, on every page of, you know, our website dedicated to the oneness. That's what it's about.
And you're open to people who are, you know, just coming there with the intention of sharing their love and their light and their work. You know, you're not just sort of catering to people who are, you know, sort of more out there in mainstream, but you're open to everyone, and that's what I love about it, you know, because there's people
that
don't even know who they are.
You know, it's really not, you know, in a way, their credentials. It's, in a way, their vibration, their intention.
Right.
You know, if somebody's vibrating, you know, really strongly, inclusion and the infinite and love and oneness, then they should be on Bridging. And if we had our own studio and, you know, when the new paradigms come and people can be, you know, on the payroll of bridging and be supported in a reasonable way on bridging, I mean, we could literally do 300 shows a year at least with incredible people. I mean, because there are so many extraordinary experiences and people and healers and channels and authors and musicians and artists that literally we could do as many shows as David Letterman or Jay Leno or Oprah every year with these unbelievable people who up until this point, very few people have heard of. And they're having just extraordinary transcendental experiences. And they're so committed and so dedicated. What?
We've got to get you on Oprah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she hasn't really had those kind of shows on television recently. So
you know, but she's had, well, yeah, but she started with The Secret, you know, and she had I forgot what his name was, but he was
Eckhart
on there.
Tolle.
And Eckhart Tolle. Yeah, I had him on there. You know, she did The New Earth. I mean, and she did have Esther Hicks with Abraham speaking on her radio show.
Yeah, she'll have it on the internet. Yeah, she's done some internet stuff, right.
Yeah, we can start there. I mean, you know,
right.
she's aware of it, though. She's much more conscious. It's just a matter of the timing. But,
right.
you know, I wouldn't
right.
be surprised. You know, you just have to
who knows?
Put it out
you know?
There.
We're open to it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not is right.
Why not? You know, but we will be there. But, well, I'm
right.
really delighted that you have the show, and I'm really glad that you're with us today. I was just wondering if there was any, you know, if you maybe just give people more information as to, you know, go to your website, where to go
right.
about the Healing Art Project, or maybe even people who are interested, you know, to be on the show. You know, if
right.
you just want to sort of put that information out there for them.
Right. I mean, the regular website, which has, you know, extraordinary information about all the guests, I mean, all the shows we've done right from show number one, links to everyone basically who we know about who has their own website is heaven2earth.com, heaven2earth.com. And then the art project website is heaven2earthart, heaven2earthart.com. And yeah, let me speak about them in that order. I mean, anybody who wants to send us books or CDs or we're always looking for music videos or videos of some kind, and more people are having them because there was never an outlet before and they didn't really start making them musicians and things like that. But now with YouTube and Google and, you know, all the other video sites and video outlets that people are making extraordinary music videos, but we show almost on every show unless the guest has, you know, like a workshop video or something like that. But every show is an hour show, and we have, you know, usually one guest or, you know, like two people who do the same thing, you know, like a husband and wife or two people who are involved. We just had Shree and Kira. I don't know if you know them.
I did watch part of that, yes. I
right.
didn't know them before that, but I did watch
right.
Part of that show.
But usually we have one guest. That seems to be generally the way we do it. And, you know, they talk for like 35 or 40 minutes. That's the interview. And then we have the opening, the closing, and usually two music videos. So any, you know, musicians who are listening, if they send us high quality, you know, uplifting, empowering videos, we almost always show them on the show and probably a couple of different times. So, I mean, in that way, but any author or artist, you know, just contact us. You know, our phone number is 805-687-2053, 805-687-2053. You know, they could always contact us through the website, which is either Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at heaven2earth.com or info@heaven2earth.com. You know, we respond to everybody. That's one of because, I mean, you know, in everyone's life, somewhere along the line, they've reached out to somebody and had the person, like, ignore them. So we try to make every effort not to ignore people because we know how irritating that is to a human being to be ignored. So, I mean, one of our, you know, we try to do it is to treat everybody as we want to be treated, you know, which is a new concept on the planet. So in that way, we basically will respond to everybody. So anybody, you know, is listening to the show or hears the show at any time, you know, and they have any interest in collaborating with us in any way, I mean, for the show, And in the art project, everybody who has the intention to want to collaborate with us and produce a new original piece, any size, any format, just have to produce it and get it to us here. And when we get it here, we start to show it on the show. Almost on every show in between the guest and I, we have a new original piece based on the theme Bridging Heaven Earth. It's, you know, with these pieces coming from all over the world. So, you know, and that project has so much potential as an energy, as a healing energy. I mean, if you visualize what it is, I mean, if you think of all these people whose intention is to be collaborative, to be in service, to be in healing, and in whatever way they create, whatever way they manifest, to have that, you know, energy anchoring in where they are on this earth, that energy of bridging heaven and earth, of being of service, of being, you know, in collaboration and creativity and love, and then manifesting it. And the more and more people who do that, I mean, you could really see it as an acupuncture for the planet. And that's how it came through, is that this is going to be, you know, a tremendous activation, a tremendous enlivening of the energy of healing. Because, you know, I mean, you certainly know this, is that there's only one problem on this planet. I mean, all the other idiot problems come from the problem, is that we, you know, like in a sense, the heart is broken. You know, the heart needs to be healed, that we don't feel the connection to the love and the oneness, that we feel separate. And once that gets healed, then everything will heal from there. I mean, you know, the problem is that we sometimes put a lot of time and energy in healing the leaves, and the root is still rotten. So we can save a dolphin here and a whale here and a rainforest here and help the people in Darfur, which all need to be done and are all beautiful. But unless we heal the root, the heart of it, the plant's dying. You know, so you could heal every, you know, you could give a lot of attention to all the leaves, but if the root's dying, you're going to get a sick and dying plant. So, you know, that's really the way this art project came through, and you know, and literally we're open to collaborating with anybody. You know, we have a lot of professional artists and a lot of three-year-olds and five-year-olds and unprofessional artists who produce extraordinarily beautiful, energetic, powerful pieces just from their desire to serve.
Exactly.
So it's really amazing.
Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so happy that you were with us this evening, Alan. And, you know, I have to say that I really enjoy you as a host as well on the show. You just make everybody feel so comfortable, and I think you're just sweet and loving and so compassionate, and that's another part of the show, and that's probably why you're the love ambassador, but that's just, you know, you really bring the show to life, too, as well as everybody else there, so.
Let me just say this, Chris. I mean, there are a lot of people involved. I mean, you know, if you ever, you do radio, I mean, and really, so much of it is that we want to do it joyously and lovingly. That if we're not really feeling to do it joyously and lovingly, we'd rather not do it. And so everybody who is part of Bridging is a volunteer and brings that sense to it and recognizes the opportunity and the value of it. And really, if you could, I wish people could be in the studio and seeing, you know, us setting up everything and being there and then coming together and then breaking it down and taking it out of there. I mean, it's still an archaic way to do it because we don't have our own studio and we come in there to an empty place more or less and bring everything in, and you know, and in one day then we bring everything out and we shoot two shows. But in the context of that, there's so much love and so much cooperation and so little hierarchy and so little ego in a real way, that everybody will do whatever is necessary to do this thing. And people have been doing it for, there are a few people there who've done literally every show, I mean,
wow.
Since 1995. Yeah, you could go, my God, this is unbelievable. And there are a lot of people who've done it a lot of years and a lot of shows. And really, it's a real exercise in love and cooperation and collaboration. And really, what we really try to do is set the tone that this is a joyous and loving exercise, a manifestation. And if it's not, then let's stop doing it. You know, why bother, you know? So, and I think that that comes through, and that's what you're talking about. And it's really set by a lot of the people there.
Oh, I understand that. But just, you know, for you, I was speaking most as the host, but I know it's a whole team, and everybody's
right.
come together to create the one. And I thank you very much, myself, for sharing that and creating that and putting that out there. And I definitely will get a piece to you at some time this year, soon.
Now you're talking.
It's there, believe me. It's
right.
there.
No, I know it's there, and I know it'll
yeah.
come through perfectly. And that's the way we don't want it to be like there's a deadline for this new
right.
paradigm. I mean, you know, how
that's
silly we would be,
wonderful.
You know. It's right, you know, to set something that people have to be anxious over. You know?
Right.
I mean,
well,
that would be not
that.
The right. So.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Yeah, you
well,
too.
I look forward to many more beautiful shows, and hopefully, maybe one day soon we'll meet you, or we'll be able to come down.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
Yeah, and thank you very much, and we
Good.
Send all our love to you, and thank you for being on the show, and we
and
hope that you'll join us
me.
Another time.
Yeah.
Thank
thanks
you.
For inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Much love and light and big hugs to you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye, ladies.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye. Wonderful. That was very delightful. I'm really happy that Alan was with us. I really enjoyed that. So we've got about 8 minutes left in the show. And what we really wanted to do was just a couple of quick things. First, I wanted to have Anita maybe talk about her new CD that her and her beautiful friend Laird, they've put together called Emergence, the Chance for Change. Is that right, Anita? Chance for Change? Anita?
Chance for Change.
Oh, we lost you there for a second.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe if you could just talk a little bit about your CD, and we will play it, the song. Unfortunately, didn't play at the beginning, but we'll play it towards the end for you, and that's the main, I guess, the title song, title of the CD called Emergence. Maybe you just tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
Sure, okay. Let's see. It was probably about 2 years ago. My friend invited me to meditation in Elora, Ontario, sound meditation. I had no idea, and I'd actually never been to one before. So, in a nutshell, I went, and I thought, oh my gosh, this person with these channeled sounds, and they're so activating, and visuals, and the journeys, it's just, you know, it was like, okay, I'm coming here all the time, right? So then eventually it just seemed that I was joining in with Laird. At first I was drumming and singing, sometimes actually, you know, helping bring in the energies, or at the end just as a blessing. And I guess you could say it was like my guides were tuned into his guides. And it just started to happen that we both started channeling different chants. And then from there, he just told me one day, he says, well, you know, my people want to work with yours and do some sort of, you know, recording. And I thought, okay, sure. And it took, you know, it took actually about a year to do it.
Oh, was it really? Oh, I didn't know it took that long. Oh, wow.
Well,
I guess
so,
yeah.
It's interesting. Sometimes life, you just your regular life and other things you're doing, there was numerous things happening. I mean, nothing devastating, but still we had to honor each other and give each other space at certain times. And there was engineer Mark. And, you know, he just had different things come up, but it was one of those, the chants came very quickly. I mean, they just came one after another. Spirit was there very strong with us. And then it was very, very different for the engineer because he had never done a project like that, you know, like literally the bass, like the chants were there, and he would blend his energies into these chants and create the background music. So, you know, whether it took a year or not, so be it, that's fine. We were just all really blessed in working together.
Yeah, it was a divine collaboration, and I haven't heard it all, but the ones that I've heard are very powerful, and, you know, it really is activating music, in my opinion, and so I thank you for that, and we'll look forward to it. Do you want to tell people where they could get your CD?
Well, we just actually got all the copies recently, so basically I would say you can email me at this point. There's different places that are interested, but like I say, the promoting part has just begun. So you could email me at transformation2012@hotmail.com. Or you could actually connect to my website, www.love-light-change.web.com.
And you can also hear it on earthlightmissionsaswell.com.
Sure,
you can also hear it. You can purchase it on there and on our, the other website as well. You know what, Anita? We have like 3 minutes left. Time is just flying by here. So would you prefer if we, like, do you want me to play the song Emergence, or would you like to do, I think you said another song that you wanted to actually do live. What would you prefer? What are you feeling? You know, I mean, we can play Emergence. I'll definitely put it on for other shows, and it could be our, you know, intro, and we can do that and play them for our listeners every once in a while. So
sure,
it's up to you, or do you want to close the show with your other song?
I had intended to do this other song, and it actually really goes along with Alan's energy and his bridging Earth and Heaven. So why don't I do the song?
Why don't we do that? We'll say goodnight to everyone, and thank you for being with us, and thank you, Alan. And we hope to be with you soon again, and we send you our love and light, and we'll close the show with Anita's music.
Thank you.